This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 86 for Monday, October 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is closed today to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which recognizes the country's legacy of residential schools. Canola was lower on Friday, the November contract settling at $707. That sharp drop saw prices break through major support levels on Friday, with the move below $710 in the November contract bearish from a chart standpoint. The next support is seen at $700. While follow-through selling is possible when activity resumes, gains in Chicago soy oil today should provide some underlying support. European rapeseed is also stronger on Monday. Seasonal harvest pressure is also starting to subside, with farmers in the final stages of bringing in this year's crop. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher Monday. A possible U.S. government shutdown was averted over the weekend. That means USDA reports will continue to be released on schedule. China is celebrating its Golden Week holiday this week. That's limiting some activity. Soybean futures in Chicago are stronger, recovering from earlier losses, as a rally in soy oil pulled the beans up as well. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $12.77 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Brazilian farmers are making good headway getting their next soybean crop in the ground, with about 5% of intended acres seeded as of this past Friday. That's up from the 4% average for this time of year. Seasonal harvest pressure did temper the gains, with U.S. soybean harvest thought to be about a quarter done. Corn futures, underpinned on ideas last Friday's losses were overdone, the December contract up 12 cents at $4.88 per bushel. Good export demand was also supportive, as the USDA announced flash sales of 210,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Grain ships are reportedly making their way in and out of Ukraine, despite the ongoing conflict. The U.S. corn harvest is thought to be about 20 to 25% done. Wheat, it strengthened Monday amid ideas last week's drop to three-year lows was overdone. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in December at $7.19 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents in December at $6.76 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 23 cents in December at $5.64 per bushel. While grain is moving out of Ukraine, Russian drone attacks over the weekend did reportedly cause damage to some handling facilities. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.